All right, are you ready for the word of the Lord? Are you ready for this woke people in our nation to get awakened? Don't you think it's about time the woke wake up? Come on, Brother Timothy Dixon, let us welcome you to Porterville tonight. We love you, my brother. Thanks for coming.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands up to Jesus. Appreciate him today. Lord, we come to you tonight in honor of your great spirit that's here to send a great awakening across our country. Save us in this time that we're in, Lord. We thank you. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. Lord, I've seen you move in ways that it's just astounded me that such power and such majesty. Something's happening, Lord, in the realm of salvation. Lord, I feel this. I feel the greatness of your power reaching across the whole world. Oh, Lord, I am amazed. I am amazed. Oh, Lamb of God. Speak to every heart. Move on every knee. By the power of the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's stand up on our feet, would you?
Healing is here. Healing is here. And I believe it. Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it. I lift my hands to the heavens. Lift my eyes to you, my healer. I trust in you. Lift my where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
I trust in you. Come on, lift your hands up to him. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody next to you and tell them, freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I receive it. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Hallelujah. Freedom is here. And I receive it. I lift my hand. I ask where my help comes. My rock, my heel. I trust in you. Do you trust in him? Lift my hands to the heavens. Lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power. Oh, it is your will that my life is here. Come on, lift your hands up and say, hallelujah. Come on and worship him. Your perfect love casts out fear. You are the God of all power. It is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power. It's your will that my life is healed. Come on, lift him up. I lift my hands to the heavens. Lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. I trust in you. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands up to him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I trust in you. Oh Lord, trust in you. And I believe it. Hallelujah. Come on, lift him up, love him today. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe it. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a great big praise. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated if you'd like to. Thank the Lord for being here. In such a powerful, powerful way. We need, and we have needed, a word from the Lord for some time. We need something that's deeper than the once a week sermons that's sent down from headquarters. We need something that's deeper than seek him, oh, sigh, pass him on by. We need something real. We need something that ain't phony. The world is looking and longing. There's a song I sang, it says the world is looking and longing for hundreds and hundreds of years. Someone to share their sorrows. And someone to share their tears. Says Jesus left his home in glory to bring us this message so true. But now that he's gone back to glory, does the world see Jesus in you? A counterfeit is not going to work in the time that we're in. It's got no power. There's no reality to it. You can cook up some kind of dream. You can cook up something that thus saith the Lord. But if it ain't thus saith the Lord, God didn't give you that dream. Paul said it's just, might as well say it's like sounding brass. It don't do you a bit of good. If the word of the Lord is not directed, that word is dead. It has no power. It has no meaning. But when the word of the Lord comes forth out of a child of God, something that I've noticed, I've stepped into in the past little while, is an anointing that I do not have to ask, is it real? I do not question if the Lord is speaking to me. I do not question if the dream is real. I do not question if he's telling me to go out and say something that's totally contrary to the world. Speak it and say it, and it'll come to pass. I do not worry about the word of the Lord coming to pass. I am here to be the voice of the Lord. I am here to be his voice. He told me about 3 months ago, he said, if you don't stand up and speak, I have no voice. I thought about that. God is a spirit. He does not talk like me and you. But that spirit uses a man, a woman, or whoever he chooses. They become his voice. God spoke to Moses and told Moses, said, Moses, you'll be God to the people, but I'll be God to you. Because he'd come down and the Lord had spoke to the children of Israel and scared them so bad they didn't want that no more. Ah, you get Moses back down here, don't you talk to us no more. I want to share a dream. And it's entitled The Chariots of Fire. I wrote this out typed it out. Because if I don't, I'll forget it. Hallelujah. But since I was at a very young age, the Lord has spoke to me in dreams. I was very small. I've told this a couple of times. I was very small when I'd had a dream that Elvis Presley was found dead on the bathroom floor. And I got up and I told my dad I was small, young. I said, "Daddy, Elvis Presley died last night. Is it on the news?" And he looked at me and he said, "Elvis Presley died because they were watching him on TV that evening, some show he had in Las Vegas." About a month later, it's on the front page of the Tennessee News especially, Elvis Presley was found dead in his bathroom. Through the years, I have been made fun of. I've had preachers that's been jealous. I've had people to me that I don't think you can hear the voice of the Lord at all, most of them. If they're coming up with some of the stuff they're coming up with now and can't do no better than that, you need to just sit down somewhere or another and get you a job selling hot dogs. If we can't come up with an answer for God's people, what good are we? The call that the Lord has placed in our lives, I take it serious. But I also know that this that the Lord has laid in my life is divine. It is divine. It is here to supernaturally guide us through some very difficult times in this country. If we'll just listen to the Lord. The dream of the chariots of fire. In this dream, an angel of the Lord, it took me to three different rims of the heavens. The second, a first, and earth. The angel showed me in these different plateaus, these different places that America's battle right now is spiritual and it's global. It ain't just for the United States of America, but it's global. And it's a part. Listen to me. It's a part of God's end time plan. We're reminded that God sees all and He hears all. He knows the cry of each heart of our nation. The ones who praise are most effective are those who are of a pure heart. The prayers rises like incense before Him. Although we are surrounded by our enemies, we need to pray like Elisha did, that God would open the eyes of the believers to see that greater are those who are with us
than those who are with our enemies. Surely he has positioned warring angels and chariots of fire on the tops of every high place, every continent, as our defense. Remember that the earth is the Lord's and everything that's in it. The fire of the Lord will purify everything, including the governments of the earth. The cleansing started with the whistleblowers. Y'all bear with me. Who risked their lives to tell the truth. God is letting all hidden things be revealed. In due time, even the media will recognize the truth. Those who have used their platform to spread false news will be forced to tell the truth. God's got control of this. He's not lost this battle. He is in full control. God is raising up an army, including those like Donald Trump, Linwood, Sidney Powell, who publicly declare that we are fighting a spiritual enemy. They have a tenacity and grit because they are anointed. Anointed and appointed for this time. The battle already is won. God desires to partner with us and to equip us to gain victory in the end. In the natural, America's election was stolen and the outcome was illegal. We have the authority granted by the ultimate judge to go to the courts of heaven and declare that this wrong be made right in the land of the living. That's the authority that we have. That's the authority that the word of the Lord has. There's a power in my tongue tonight that can speak life or it can speak death. I choose life. In the middle of this, I had a dream. I'm criticized a lot. But I watch these things. I watch them. There was a woman trying to get to the top of a stairway. And she was walking up and there was another gentleman behind her. Had a vest on. And they couldn't get up to the top no matter how they tried. They kept building walls and partitions that blocked them and stopped them from getting to the top where they needed to deliver that information. And it was Sidney Powell and Linwood. Miss Powell took a scarf off of her neck. I know some of this might be crazy, but I'm going to tell it anyway. God chooses the crazy stuff to confound the wise. God chooses the ignorant people like me just to where I'd get up here and I'm stupid enough to tell you about it. Hallelujah. Because I believe in the power. I believe in the spoken word. I believe that when the Lord says something, you can bank on it. I believe when the Lord says that I'll not turn this country over to hell, I believe in it. I believe when the Lord said He's going to save my children, He's going to save my children. I believe that when the Lord says that He'll rain revival down across seven continents, I'm just the one that's crazy enough to stand up here and believe in the Lord God and say that it'll be so, even as the Lord has said it'll be. Satan will not have my kids. He will not have my children. He will not come up inside my home. He will not take over, hallelujah, and cause all the uncertainty. He will not have my job. They will always be bread on my table. My meal barrel will not never go dry, and my oil cruse will always have oil in it. But when our faith, when things is being lied and Baal's prophets is coming out and lying to you, they're speaking and the world is so blind. The fear has gripped people's heart so bad. Pure fear. Don't even know what it is, the COVID. We don't even know what it is. We're scared of it. Why? And I ain't trying to beat you up. I know we went through a lot with it. Don't take me wrong. Don't take me wrong. It's been a mess. But God has stood up through it all. He has stood up and He has showed that He is still God in the middle of a man-made mess. But any time that the Lord gets ready to do something, it is always against everything that's in nature. When Gideon went and he chose the 300 men that lapped like dogs, and he looked out, and the Bible said that he looked out across the valley and they were like grasshoppers. There were so many of the enemy. And he thought, there's no way that I can win this battle. It is impossible. There's not but 300 of us. And Lord, look what you've done. Everybody else, you told me to send them home. And you told me those, if you're scared, go home. And that got rid of a bunch too. And Gideon walked out there and he said, Lord, I pray this time, don't get mad at me. I got to know this is real. You let the dew fall on the ground, and not on my fleece. If you have delivered the enemy into my hand, you let it be so. The Bible said he arose in the morning and the dew was all over the ground, but the fleece was dry. What Gideon said, oh Lord, don't be upset at me, but that's a bunch of people over there. I got to make sure. Lord, don't. Now, can I say it again just one more time? Don't get mad at me. But can I turn this around now and put the dew on the fleece and not on the ground? And I'll do it. I'll know it's real then. Well, that's what he asked. The Bible said in the morning when Gideon arose that the fleece was wet with dew, but the ground was dry. God had done an impossibility. He had wrote a sign to give us faith in something, hallelujah, that's right in the middle of the greatest trial, the greatest disaster that we've ever saw in the history of America is right here facing us. It's went inside of our schools. Drugs. Addictions. Every form of sickness that you could think of that turned the man and the woman, the boy and the girl, away from what God created them to be. I know this is pretty plain, but when the Lord made Adam and Eve, He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. We're in a time that the Lord wants us to see something. If you can have the vision of what I'm telling you tonight, there's no telling where your faith will arise to. There's no telling where that your faith will stand up to. If one can put 1,000 to flight, 2 can put 10,000. The Lord told me, He said, I've smiled. My eyes is turned upon the people at Landmark. I don't know why. I've not got that answer. But all I know is I heard the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. That He's turned His eyes towards the people of this area. He's turned His eyes towards the people of this place. Why? Because we are the one that will be victorious. We are the one that will stand. God is raising up an army, including those like Donald Trump, Lynn Wood, and Sidney Powell. The battle is already won. God desires to partner with us and equip us to gain the victory in the end, in the natural. Hallelujah. And the Lord told me, He spoke to me. I wrote it down. That within 24 hours, that they would schedule the case of Lynn Woods from Georgia of the election in the Supreme Court. I didn't say nothing about it winning. He just said it'll be scheduled. And I wrote it down. Hallelujah. 7:58 a.m. on February the 5th. The United States Supreme Court scheduled the Pennsylvania election case. Why? To speak to me. Hallelujah. Something inside me. Something to let me know that there's a God on the throne. He is moving. Even when you can't see Him working. Somebody help me. Even when you can't see Him working. He's working. Somebody help me. He never stops. Never stops working. Hallelujah. I saw myself standing in a heavenly place, and I seen this place before in my dreams. I knew it was not the throne of God, but it was a heavenly place that was spoken of in Daniel, where there was war in heaven, and war to stop the country. It was not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It had everything to do with stopping the will of God. The place of war. If you'll remember in the Bible said that Satan went before the Lord to tempt Job. The Lord said, what are you doing up here? He has presented himself before the Lord with the sons of God. The accuser of the brethren has presented himself in heaven in a place of war to accuse you. Daniel. Gabriel come to him and said, I've heard you the first day when you set your face towards to begin to pray. I heard you that day. I heard you start praying before you opened your mouth. I heard the cry before you ever started crying. Have you ever been down at the altar and you're just so burdened down you don't know what to say? You've got no words, but there's just tears that flow. You don't know what to say, but there's something begins to groan. Something begins to moan. Hallelujah. And if you're by yourself, folks think you're right crazy. I know they do me. If I get in there by myself, you'd think I flipped my lid because my prayer sounds right crazy. Hallelujah. I do anything. I can do bellow like a bull, slop like dog. I don't care what it is, if I can get the Lord's attentions, I won't, hallelujah, I'll walk down on my ankles and my knees and stand up on my head if that's what it takes. I'm here, hallelujah, to get an answer from the Lord, and it don't matter to me how I have to get it. Through this, and is this place. The setting of this dream begins in the second heaven. Although God is the ultimate judge and the battle already is won, our Creator still desires to partner with us, bring about His will. Listen to me. We engage in both faith and warfare in the second heaven through prayer. We battle in prayer in a place where there's good and evil. Got quiet over there. I mean, remembers when the Lord did ask him, he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm walking to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it. Hallelujah. In the battle that was going on in heaven, Satan fought to stop the prayers that was going out of Daniel. But Gabriel and Michael stood up. Gabriel come to Daniel and said that I was hindered. I was hindered from getting to you, but I heard you. I heard you. I heard you pray. But I was hindered. The warfare that was going on. Hallelujah. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words was heard, and I have come to response to them. But the prince of Persia, the kingdom, resist me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came, helped me, because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future. For the vision concerns a time yet to come. The earth and the pattern after heaven during the biblical times, the elders at the gate judges, priests, prophets. Today we are government leaders. We have government leaders who give counsel of people with various levels of power. This happens at the federal, state, and the local levels. Jesus is the high priest. I saw an altar made out of crystal. And this altar stretched out in heaven. And I seen people of all walks of life. I seen a prayer begin to go up to heaven like smoke. And the Lord told me, He said, this is the time that you're living in. This is the hour. I will not suffer America to fall like this. I will not suffer this country, because the Lord told me, I've laid my hands upon America. And as I begin to walk through this place, that altar was made out of crystal in the heavens. It changed, and I was walking in American soil. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, take off your shoes from off your feet, for the place that you stand is holy ground. Tell the people, don't you back down. He said, set your face like a flint. Tell them that the day of revival is here. The day of restoration is here. The day of America being shook and turned back. Prophet and prophet after prophet, men of God and women of God, has prophesied things that was going to come to pass that we have not seen. A great awakening. A great stir. But at this altar in the heavens, the people was from all over the world. They began to pray. Seek the Lord. Crying. And there were people in there that had never prayed before. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
There were people in there that was praying that had never been to church. They had never been to church, but they were praying, Lord, spare your people. Spare our country. Spare America. There's nothing that the power of prayer can't dissolve. Through prayer, through us binding together, hallelujah, we'll take this country through prayer. We'll take. I saw the prayers go up like smoke. You know, Revelation speaks of it went up like incense out from under the altar. Talking about prayers. I've seen the people begin to pray, and I've seen all kinds of languages begin to come up. And they was praying and asking the Lord to spare our country. Then I looked and I saw seven mountains, seven continents, and I knew that it represented the seven continents of the world. I seen a chariot of fire begin to ride off each mountain. And I heard the voice of the Lord begin to speak as these people begin to ride. Hallelujah. I'll not suffer America to go down. I'll send revival across the world. I'll not suffer this country to fall in despair. But I'll lift it up in this hour and this time. And as they begin to ride across and down through the valleys, the chariots of fire, I know it represented a move. It represented a power. It represented a spirit that was charging the land. They had a lamp in their hands. They started going to every church and putting a lamp. A little lamp had a fire, and the fire started blazing again inside the churches. And I looked out, and the old church bells started ringing. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. Something had gripped across our country, and revival was being brung out on the sidewalks. Well, brother, you've sure got a lot of hope. My hope is sure. My hope is sure. He's fixing to astound you. You write it down. Brother Timothy, that idiot dreaming truck driver, he is fixing to move and astound you. He's fixing to move and blow your mind. Hallelujah. And as these chariots begin to ride, the church bells started ringing. I saw a change in the laws of the land. I saw revival had hit the courthouses. I know this is hard for you to believe. I won't call his name, but I was invited by a chief justice the Supreme Court to his chambers. I cannot call his name. He invited me to his place. He's come inside and he said, I've been watching you. I got scared. Because I ain't always been a Christian. And he said, the Lord has been speaking to me. He should not have said that, because I walked right on up in that door about that time. And I said, I know that he has. I've had dreams about you. Told him on purpose. I told him what he looked like before I got there, didn't I? Told him on a dream before I ever got there what he looked like on purpose, because that was the way God was planning it to be. I saw a power of God hit the judges to where that the judgment that was being rendered across our country once again was a God-fearing man and woman, God-fearing people. Don't you feel something breaking? You feel a bulldozer just... Hallelujah! I'd seen the judges. They stood up at the Capitol. And they was trying Jesus. Jesus was in the chair. If y'all remember, anybody might remember the dream. Jesus was sitting in the chair inside the Capitol building. Nancy Pelosi and all of them was trying Jesus again. He was on trial. These judges come through the back door. this particular judge that I talked to come through the back door. He washed his hands in a bowl and said, "I'll have no part of the evil that you're doing." And he turned his back on him just like that. And a spirit of God hit that place. And one by one, the judges turned their backs on what was going on. I know that we look at things in the natural. It is an impossibility. It cannot be. But with the Lord, this word that the Lord has sent right here to this place, you watch what I'm telling you. It won't be a week that the joy of the Lord is going to hit every one of you that's sitting under the sound of my voice. God's going to move inside places that you just thought it was over. God. Oh, I feel something here. There's a difference in the word of the Lord coming, speaking something, and it coming to pass. It's not a show. It's not something that's made up and made you shout the house down. But the word of the Lord has come to bring something inside your heart, encouragement, to bring the truth inside you. Hallelujah. And let you know that it ain't over till it's over. And it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. Some angels begin to ride off the top of the mountains. Something began to take place. And all the things that the Lord had told, I wrote them down just for encouragement for other people that this would happen and let you see this would happen. One of them that the old man, Saudi Arabia desert, would have a river running through it. Now y'all know that's just as stupid as it can get.
Any fly fishing?
I mean, really, come on now. Y'all know what that is? There's no river out there.
You want to go fly fishing?
But there is now. Yeah. Why? Why? Lord wants you to know. He wants you to know. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I'm not through yet. Just sit there and hold on. I like that. Hold on. Help is on the way. Look at somebody and say, even when you can't see Him working. He's working. He never stops. Hallelujah. There's a weakness in your bones that the Lord is touching you. Hallelujah. Giving you strength. Hallelujah. Right now, by the power of His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're going to feel a greater strength than what you feel. Hallelujah. You do okay, but God's going to make you do some skipping. Hallelujah. Just to let you know that He's there. Hallelujah. And He's renewing your bone marrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Renewing. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands up to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's chose such a time as this. We are in a time that the church has so sick. Deliverance has left. We try and we're doing all we can do. There's a battle, a fight at our doors. We've not understood it. But the Bible teaches what's going on today is the enemy has come in like a flood. And the Lord's going to lift a standard against him. The Lord began to speak to when I was in a revival when I was young. In the revival, this man was praying for people. I did not believe in him. Thought that he was phony. He'd pray for people in wheelchairs and they'd get up and they'd push him around. I thought, yeah, I believe you. But I didn't. I didn't believe you. I began to pray in my heart. There was a woman sitting beside me that had club feet. It was like a ball. Looked like that. I said in my heart, I said, "Preacher, you got all that you say you got. Grab this right here next to me. Heal that." And it's like that man heard what I said. Pastor, he stopped and he looked at me. Just like this. And the woman was right here. Called the ushers. He said, "Get that woman right here and bring her up here." And still looking at me, and I thought, don't holler for me. I'm going to hit the edge of the tent. I ain't coming. Well, when that woman began to move, I jumped up out my seat. I followed that one. When I got up to the front, that man never laid a hand on her. He poked his finger out and said, "I create a miracle in your body. I give you the limbs that's gone. I watched it. I am telling you with my eyeballs, a foot grow out of that stocking." I watched it. I was about 14 years old, and in order to go see my mama, you had to go to these holiness meetings, and I couldn't stand it. Mama said, "Well, son, you can't come see me. You got to go to church." "I won't go to church. That's all you do, go to church." The Lord moved. I got so excited, my granddaddy's leg was amputated. I got so excited, I ran out to the automobile. I grabbed my granddaddy. I said, "Granddaddy, God just gave," and I was just stuttering and all upset. "God just gave a woman," couldn't talk, just man, "God just gave a woman a pair of feet." "Really?" You know, because he knew what I didn't believe in nothing in there, so he knew what I was telling the truth. He said, "You think God give me a leg. I said, well, Lord, you give a pair of feet, you can give a leg. And we started making our way into the meeting. And some people come up out of the audience and started physically beating the man with his fist. And it stopped the prayer line, interrupted what God was doing. But I said that to say this, children of God, it ain't over yet. You ain't seen what God's fixing to do. You ain't seen what He's doing. Remember Betty Baxter? That's probably one of these powerfulest testimonies that you want to listen to and read. How that the Lord, she was deformed and crippled, her bones fused together from the disease she had, crippling disease. Long story short, she said the Lord had come in there to her one day and said, told her, said, I'm coming at 3 o'clock Sunday to heal you. She went out and told her mom, and I want to go get a dress. The Lord's coming to my house Sunday at 3 o'clock to heal me. She'd been all her life deformed, could not walk. 3 o'clock that day, the Lord showed up at her house. And she traveled with Oral Roberts all over the place, giving the testimony of the power of God could straighten out a crippling woman like that, just like that. Amy McPherson prayed for a man named Ronald Coley. He walked up, and the little young man, he walked up, and she was looked at him, and his eyes were a little crooked. In the name of Jesus Christ, I straightened that eye out. Well, before the mama could catch Sister McPherson, she'd done prayed for him. And then the mama told him, said, he's got a glass eye. Ain't no eye there. He took the glass eye out, wrapped up the other one, and he could read 100 driver's licenses with it. Well, she passed out from the power of God. We are in a day right now, church. I'm telling you, God ain't through. He is not through with what He's doing. We are fixing to take this land like never before. Your prayers is counting tonight. Your prayer, it matters, it counts, it weighs. Stand on your feet with me. Can I get the praise team to sing even when you don't see Him working? Hallelujah. If we've ever believed in anything, if we've ever stood together and unified together, it's prayer right now that will turn this battle around. Do you hear me tonight? There is nothing that the power, hallelujah, prayer cannot. We don't need to put limits on what He's doing. He has come with a great word right now to show us that revival is here. Hallelujah. He will not suffer the country. And you can feel the evil. You can feel the evil demonic forces that's against such talks and such preachers like this. I can feel it. You can feel the evil that's against it. Shut up. Don't say that. Don't you say that. Don't you? You can feel it. There's a oppression. Hallelujah. That don't want you to believe that. And it's a power of hell. Hallelujah. But I got news for the devil. Hallelujah. That old preacher said, I've read the end of the book and we won. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up to Him. He's working.
Working, even when I don't feel that you're working, never stop.